Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
How cool that you made it here.
It's the best. You know, this is, everybody dreams about going home and playing in front of their hometown, and to be here and to just have made this trip was special.
See, Curtis, it's okay to not be negative every 5 seconds. That's Mike Yastrzemski, not Yastrzemski,
right,
as Wiggy was calling him yesterday. I don't know if you heard that, Nick, or not, but Wiggy thinks it's Yastrzemski, not Yastrzemski.
More like Yastrzemski.
You know, oh, my God.
But that's
what did he call him, Yastrzemski?
Yeah, Yastrzemski. You know the old song. Hold on a second.
Yastrzemski. Yastrzemski. Yastrzemski.
We love him.
Yastrzemski.
Yastrzemski. Yastrzemski. Yeah, there he is. You know, Yastrzemski. But I think it's a nice story. I don't get it. I don't get why all the negativity.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
I'm not disputing that it's a great story. I'm talking about the media overreaction to it instead of just letting it organically breathe, having to give their own editorial commentary about how Yaz changed their life.
And a texter is right that there's no way that he could have been at Fenway and seen his grandfather play. He did talk about being there for that 97 All-Star game, mm-hmm, where, you know, Teddy Ball game was there and Yaz was there and all the greats were there. So I don't think what year did Yaz retire? Was that was like
83, I think.
Okay, yeah. So no way that Mike Yastrzemski could have been there. Excuse me, Yastrzemski.
Yes, correct.
Could have been there. Could have been there for that.
Yeah. Dan Roach, I think, was like literally had to be taken to the hospital when that ball landed in the center field seats. He was like apoplectic in the press room, just tweeting away nonsensical words.
Here's a text with regard to Curtis at the start of the show this morning mentioning Kaepernick. And this is a 617 text, which says, if Kaepernick doesn't get a job right now, with all of the quarterback injuries in the NFL, he either has no desire to play or there is owner collusion.
The C word.
Dun, dun, dun.
Collusion.
Where do you stand on that?
Well, there's obviously owners don't want to sign him. He sued the NFL. He sued the owners. Who would hire someone who filed a lawsuit against them? I mean, he did this to himself. That's the reality of the situation.
Yeah, but there's such bad quarterback play. Roethlisberger, Cam Newton, Drew Brees. The Jets are going to be starting a guy who threw a cap nothing but checkdowns. They're down by 23 points already to the Pats Sunday. Kaepernick's agent is calling teams saying he's in the best shape of his life. He wants a tryout, and he will not get one. Why? A little bit of the C word, but especially the other C word, the circus coming to town. Nobody wants to deal with the Colin Kaepernick circus.
Right. So are you saying that he is good enough to start for an NFL team this Sunday and to perform successfully, but because there is a circus that goes along with him, that nobody is going to be willing to put up with that?
Kyle Allen is starting for the Panthers probably Sunday. Luke Falk is going to start and try to help the Jets beat the Patriots in Foxborough. All I can say is, lol. Are you kidding?
I don't think he's good enough. I think it's less about the collusion, less about the circus, and more about the fact that he's just not good enough.
Now, Stephen A. had some reporting on this yesterday, if you want to hear a little clip of what Stephen A. Smith said.
And I'm told by several he will not get an opportunity at all. I hope that's not true. I hope that eventually they'll lift that black ball tag from him. But it appears that that is clearly the case, because with the bevy of injuries that have taken place, there's simply no excuse why he has not gotten a call.
Look, full Patino voice. 2012, Colin Kaepernick is not walking through that door. I get that. But he's far better than this parade of crash test dummies.
He is?
Yes.
Well, you know, there's one aspect of this that I think is going to be play a role, is that the networks want Kaepernick back in, because all the Ben Roethlisberger done for the year, Drew Brees out 6 to 8 weeks, all these top-level quarterbacks that are sort of the premier parts of their broadcast are out.
Yeah.
Kaepernick signs, say, with the Steelers. They're on a bunch of primetime games the rest of the season. That will be awful with whatever the guy, Mason Rudolph at quarterback.
Who would they rather see, Colin Kaepernick or Carly Lloyd, Curtis?
Ooh, baby. Maybe Carly Lloyd can interview Kaepernick at halftime.
This is Steve from Winchester. Yes, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you? They cannot bring Kaepernick back, because you'll never get rid of him.
Well,
he'd sue you again because of his color of his skin, or because he sued the NFL. You'd never get rid of him.
So if you're a team and you bring him in, and then you decide that you're going to release him at some point, you're going to get another lawsuit.
Exactly, and you're going to have a big problem. And the other thing with Eli Manning, I think he stinks.
That's a good take. All That's right, a great
Greg,
take.
Yeah,
I'm good with that.
And team.
Me too.
Well, Curtis's lead this morning is that he does not belong in the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely not.
There are certainly fans, Giants fans, who would disagree.
The New York Post today has like a thank you letter. It's unbelievable how embarrassing the once tough New York media is. This guy Steve Serby wrote a thank you letter to Eli Manning for all he did to do Giants fans proud.
Well,
I mean, if that's the case, the Patriots should be embarrassed to lose to him twice.
We kind of are.
You don't think a two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback belongs in the NFL Hall of Fame?
Not with his stats, no.
How about Jim Plunkett?
What do the stats have anything to do with?
Well, it has to do with the body of his career. He has two phenomenal runs in the postseason. Everything else has been the definition of mediocre. To have an 84 passer rating, which is lower than Colin Kaepernick, which is lower than Flacco, which is lower than Case Keenum, Ryan Tannehill has 10 points higher on his career passer rating than Eli Manning does. You would never in a million years consider him for the Hall of Fame.
Here's a text that says, Curtis, what would be a bigger circus, the one surrounding Colin Kaepernick or the one surrounding, get ready to ding, Antonio Brown?
Ah.
It is 7:03. There's the Now we're going to have to talk about Antonio Brown again for 14 minutes. What do you think would be a bigger circus?
I would say Kaepernick would be by far and away the bigger circus.
10 times.
Really?
CNN,
Fox News.
We just
did 8 days of Antonio Brown talk. You think Kaepernick would get 8 days in a row?
Are you kidding?
Years.
It would be 8 weeks. The entire rest of the season would be Colin Kaepernick. The sports radio stations would literally, you wouldn't be able to even turn on your microphone.
Rachel Maddow would build a studio at Patriot Place and broadcast live every night.
Michael Vick came back and it was a story for a day. He talked and then it goes away. He becomes a backup quarterback that doesn't play. Then on game day, you know, we'd see if he stayed in the locker room, that'd be it.
He was a criminal and he did something that, you know, gets people killed in movies. I get it, yes. But he served his time for the crime and the proper attrition was served. This Colin Kaepernick, like, to people just represents like everything that is right and wrong with America and the fabric of the country right now, Ken. It would never stop, Greg. It would never stop.
This is Jonathan. Hello, Jonathan.
Good morning, morning crew.
What's up,
hey, Jonathan?
I was just wondering if you guys also caught what Stephen A. Smith said with the conversation he had with Colin Kaepernick's girlfriend.
No.
Which is apparently all of this talk about that the Ravens gave him a job, were trying to offer him a job in Seattle and Miami and all those teams. Apparently, none of those teams tried to give him a job.
Yeah.
That's all fake. None of them.
But
they're not even returning the phone calls to his agent, man.
If he doesn't get it.
What'd you say?
Jonathan, if he doesn't get a job right now, as the texter said earlier, do you believe it is because he has no desire to play or because there is owner collusion?
I do believe it's because of owner collusion.
You
because
do?
She also said, yeah, let me get to that. She also said that he wakes up every day at 5:00 in the morning and works out for the past 2 years, preparing himself so just in case he gets the call from anybody, he could go. They're not even giving him a look, man. I know what you say. Oh, maybe he's not good, but they're literally not even giving him a tryout, Greg.
Well,
and there's just a slew of bums out there, man.
Okay, but
the 50s point.
But the knock that Curtis and the rest of the haters have on Bill Belichick right now is that he will do anything to win. He will sign anybody in order to win. He could care less about character. He could care less about the circus that's around somebody. So if that's true, why wouldn't somebody sign Colin Kaepernick if they think that he can help them win?
It's because of the circus act that follows him.
But this is
unprecedented. It makes Antonio Brown look like nothing in the comparison with what would come with Colin Kaepernick.
And the judgment that would come therein. That organization stands for what he did. That organization doesn't love the police. They have taken a stance.
This is Pat. Hello, Pat.
Yeah, you know what his real problem is? He doesn't want to take backup money. He wants starter money, and he's not a starter.
Yeah.
He's a backup.
But
he can't see the contract. He wants to give him the big bucks.
But based on who is going to be playing for certain teams this Sunday, do you think he is a starter? Talent-wise. I mean, what?
Who's going to pay him $10 million to come in and disrupt the whole organization?
What those who are Kaepernick fans or Kaepernick supporters are saying is that he is better than five of the quarterbacks who are going to be starting this Sunday?
I'd say he is better than 75% of the backups in the NFL right now and better than a handful of starters that will be trotted out right now. If you're the Dolphins, you have already flushed this season down the toilet and embarrassed your organization to a point where it's pathetic that they're even charging people to go to games. Why not just bring in Colin Kaepernick and say, hey, fans, at least we'll give you something to yell at each other about in the stands.
He would be the second best quarterback in the AFC East if he came into the league right now.
This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
You stole my thunder, man. I was going to say that, to give everyone just one more reason to hate the Patriots, we should just sign Kaepernick.
Well, I mean, it would be a way to remove the spotlight from Antonio Brown. I mean, right? I mean, if
and it would get the Trump issue with Kraft off the table because he would have signed Kaepernick and freed McMill.
Right.
You imagine him and Brady and Kaepernick have to be in the same coaching room. Belichick would put that on Brady. He'd have to sit there with all the Trump stuff. The locker would come up again. That'd be amazing.
I just don't think he's good enough. I don't buy that the guy's a victim and that everybody has colluded against him because his opinion isn't shared by NFL owners or his opinion isn't shared by NFL fans. I think that it's a win at any cost mentality that exists in the NFL. And if there was a GM or a coach who thought that he could help them win this weekend, he would be playing somewhere. He'd be getting ready for Sunday somewhere. I don't.
Colin Kaepernick has been whiteballed.
I know. I'm sorry.
Kyle Allen, Greg.
Yeah.
Who is Kyle Allen? And he is starting for the Panthers this Sunday. Listen to Ron Rivera talk about Kyle's done some great things for Kyle Allen. It literally sounds like someone pulled him from behind the counter at Staples and said, would you like to start a game Sunday? Sure would, mister. Here we go.
The most surprising element of this Kaepernick situation is that he has never sat down with a Stephen A. Smith or Robin Roberts or done any interview during this last 3-year period where he was really one of the top stories in the country. He never did a sit-down interview with anybody.
That's because he's too busy getting up at 4 a.m. to work out for 14 hours a day.
Believe in something.
What?
Even if it means sacrificing everything.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think he hasn't done an interview?
I don't think he's his own best advocate.
No, I don't
being
think...
Being nice. I don't think he's...
I think he gets talking points from the girlfriend.
Correct.
And I think that it's the oldest... Unfortunately, it's the oldest issue in the history of human beings is that men are willing to do and say anything in order to please a woman.
Yeah, because the blood goes from one place to the other, and you lose all sensibility.
Gardner right. Minshew is starting for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Gardner Minshew. Minshew.
That's not a common name.
By the way, though, Greg, did you hear his ritual before games, though? He stretches in front of the team and only a jockstrap.
Wow, yes. That's aggressive.
That's how Greg gets ready in the morning.
That's what I do. That's what I do in the office for our meeting. And by the way, it's not a small jockstrap. It's a medium. It's not not like the towel that Antonio Brown used, a small hand towel. It's a medium-sized jock strap, ladies. Hello, Katie.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Katie?
Well, I guess my point would be if Colin Kaepernick was really, really serious about getting back into the NFL, why didn't he go pick up a gig at the CFL? And that way he could at least demonstrate that he still has some skill set. He hasn't been playing for 2 years. At least Michael Vick, he went to prison. There were weights and stuff there, and he could demonstrate his stuff there.
That's not what he wants. The caller earlier was right. He wants big money, and he wants to come back as a starter, and he wants to show everybody that he was right and that he was colluded against and that it's unfair. Hello, Brian.
Every time the collusion question comes up, I just want to pull my hair out, because if anybody actually thinks that all the owners are getting together and the owners' meetings are separately and deciding that they don't want to sign this guy, you're crazy. I think the only issue is that they're all coming to the same conclusion independent of each other, and that's that they don't want this circus coming to their town.
Right. It's not worth it. The performance is not worth the circus. In the case of Antonio Brown, Bill Belichick has clearly decided that the performance is worth the circus. I was shocked yesterday when I was listening to the afternoon show, and I heard Christian say that he doesn't think the Patriots need Antonio Brown on the field at any point this season.
Mm.
That completely surprised me that he said that yesterday.
It shows how dumb the signing was. If they don't need him, and look at what they've dealt with already in, what, 5 days or a week it's been now since
you don't
the signing?
He doesn't even think they need him against Kansas City.
They need the talent. Kansas City could very well trade for Jalen Ramsey, and then the arms race on both sides of the ball will pretty much be leveled off and complete. Of course you need his talent. You just don't need the distraction. And I don't think the Patriots organization cares as to whether or not people hate them more or criticize them more. It's just the circus.
Yeah.
It's the noise. But if there's any place, blah, blah, better than tuning it out, blah,
right,
blah, blah.
But if the talent...
You need the talent, yes.
But if the talent is there, there are organizations that are willing to take the circus that comes with it.
To compromise their morals, to quote-unquote have the emotional asterisk.
Right. It's a moral asterisk, yes.
Moral
a scarlet A-B letter.
Oh, my, the scarlet A-B.
Hester Prynne starting for the Patriots.
One last thing on Kaepernick, Greg, is that I don't think he actually wants to sign. I think his brand is far stronger as an outsider of the NFL, this guy who has been blackballed. And I think Stephen A. Smith gets these leaked to him to make Kaepernick look like this victim so he gets his name back in the news and gets him talked about.
Yeah, no, he wants to be a victim. And what I'm telling you is he's not good enough. He doesn't have the talent. And he created this sideshow. He's the one who chose to wear the pig socks and the Castro T-shirt. And it's on him. It's not on the owners. It's not on the angry NFL fans. It's on him.
You don't believe Goodell and the owners are devious enough to get together and collude on something? Is that
no? Because they want to win. Each owner wants to win. They're not willing to. If the guy could provide victories, he would be playing somewhere. That's end of the story. Mm. If you'd like to call this morning, 617-779-7937, or you can text 37937 for the Greg Hill Show.
Later today at 4:30 p.m., it's Patriots Hall of Famer Teddy Bruschi on OMF. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. National Cheeseburger Day is today, Greg. September 18th, $5.99 cheeseburgers in the bar and the dining room all day long. Only today, only at the 9. It's the 99, always the real deal. Cheeseburger for lunch?
We're going to eat at the Capitol Grill tomorrow, so I don't know. I may have like some kind of a kale salad or something today.
Stop it. Maybe you act like people haven't met you or seen your Instagram.
Maybe a cheeseburger on a salad or something like
all
that.
Right. Oh, you're going for the low carb option?
Maybe a cheeseburger on a new Cheez-Its pizza or something. Mm. I had a great burger on Sunday at Lincoln. Fantastic cheeseburger
at
Lincoln
there.
On
Southie?
Sunday. What?
In Southie?
Yes.
Great spot.
That's a good spot.
It is a great spot.
Love Curtis's it. Dad loves to pay for him to go
oh
there.
Oh, my God. He always pays 20% tip.
I almost called you to tell you I was in your neighborhood, but then this I realized close. I didn't actually want to spend any time with you away from work.
I'll be supporting the sponsor tonight, Greg. I'll be taking the fam to the 99s. Will the kids get to eat free? Nope.
You'll find out.
Nope.
Well, they won three in a row. Leave them alone. Yeah. Just because they lost 15 innings. Great game. 5 hours and 54 minutes. It was, you know, a long one. You had to suffer through a bit there at the end. 11th longest in Sox history, by the way, in time of game to be exact. They'll do it again tonight on the Shaws and Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network. 7:10 the first pitch. 12 games left. Sox tragic number, sadly, is at 3. As far as the Patriots are getting ready for Luke Falk, Adam Gase, and the Jets. Bill Belichick with a rare admission during his conference call yesterday as to why he had never made a trade up until the Demaryius Thomas pull yesterday.
No. There was a certain period of time when there's no way this transaction would have happened.
He admits he held a grudge for many, many years. I guess it's not a shock, but to hear him admit that out loud, he never would have traded with the Jets for...
Well, but is he admitting that it's a grudge, or is he merely acknowledging that the brilliance of not wanting to trade within the division?
But he's made trades in the division, right? Bledsoe and a couple others.
To the Bills.
Dolphins, Wes Welker.
He admitted that those weren't a big deal, and he never wants to improve the other teams. Plus, he did resign as HC of the NYJ, so yeah, a little bit of a grudge.
Practice day 12:40, Belichick press conference 11:45, and Isaiah Wynn on injured reserve. Caleb Bedenock signed, 22.5-point favorites coming into this weekend, one of the highest all-time in Sox history. And big news, the Fenway Bowl is coming in 2020. Get excited about this. In the second half of December, it'll likely be BC against an AAC team every year. That's going to be the BC landing spot at Fenway Park. It's the Greg Hill Show on WEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Now, I am being told that he has contacted Colin Kaepernick's agent, and others have contacted the Pittsburgh Steelers. Essentially, they're not interested. They've contacted the Jets. No word on them yet. They've contacted the Saints. They didn't get their phone calls returned. Mm-hmm. One of the things that Nessa Diab, Colin Kaepernick's lovely lady, told me last week when she and I met, she said Colin Kaepernick trains 5 days a week, every day, all 5 days at 5 a.m. At 5 a.m., working out a minimum of 3 hours a day, if not longer.
I train one day a week doesn't mean that I should be starting for an NFL team this Sunday. Just because he's training 5 days a week doesn't mean that he wants to play. Don't buy that. I mean, that's the girlfriend and the spin that he's the victim.
Right.
And that's what's been going on the whole time here. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Morning, guys. How are we doing today?
What's going on, Mike?
Not much. So I wanted to comment on the Kaepernick thing.
Yes.
I was one of those people that said for a long time that the reason why he's not getting a job is because he's just not good enough. Yeah. I now kind of I'm pulling back on that a little bit because obviously with all the quarterbacks we have that are starting now, that's not the case. I don't care how long this guy's been off. Some of these quarterbacks, there's no way that he's not a better quarterback. So as soon as Simeon got hurt the other night, I'm like, right away thought to Kaepernick, I'm like, if he doesn't get a job, it's either because A, he thinks he's worth way more than he actually is, or B, the NFL wants nothing to do with him. And it might be a combination of the two things, but at this point you have to at least, you know, admit that if he's not getting a job, it's not because he's not capable, you know, enough to play in this league.
Really?
I mean, can you honestly tell me that Colin Kaepernick has a worse skill set than some of the quarterbacks that you've mentioned? You know, it's impossible.
I am not an NFL general manager. However, I
refuse to believe that if there were a team that thought he could perform better than somebody they are going to have under center this weekend, they wouldn't sign him. I refuse to believe that.
Well,
that it's about winning. It's not about anything else. It's about winning.
Josh Johnson got starts last year. Josh Johnson, he had no business being anywhere near the field except to either say, peanuts here, peanuts. And the guy got a couple of starts, somehow squeaked out a win. He's not an NFL talent.
Yeah.
Look, I get it. You could say, why didn't he go play in the AAF? Why isn't he in the XFL? If he was in the XFL, he contractually wouldn't be able to play in the NFL.
You want this guy?
Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. He should get a tryout.
This is Mike from Wayland. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Greg.
Hey.
Listen, Kaepernick can't afford to play in the NFL. If he does and he stinks, then the whole thing of him being a victim goes out the window and everyone realizes, oh, yeah, he wasn't blackballed. Mm. He was demoted San Francisco. He lost his job in San Francisco before he started this.
So he doesn't want to play. I mean, that's...
He might want to, but he knows, and his PR people knows that he can't.
Yeah.
Because, let me ask you a question. People are thinking about Colin Kaepernick saying that he's a good quarterback, but they're thinking about the Colin Kaepernick that they remember playing in the Super Bowl. That was like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And he hasn't played football. He hasn't been on a practice team. He hasn't been in a film session room in over 3 years. How could he possibly come into a game and integrate himself into the system and win football games?
Mike, thank you. Thank you for the call. This is RG from Boston. Yes, RG, what's up?
How you doing? I totally disagree. And the last caller made a very good point about him not being on an NFL team for the past 5 years. Remember, when he first got out, they wouldn't accept him back when he still had a skill set that probably was good enough to play. Even with his skill set that he has now, he can be just as good. And I'm not going to say he's going to be better. He'll be just as good as some of these second and tier quarterbacks in the NFL. The problem with the league is that he was blackballed. And nobody wants to say it. Everybody wants to talk about his skill set. Everybody wants to talk about, you know, this circus that's coming to town. He was blackballed by the NFL because of what he did. And that's the truth of what happened. And everybody wants to sugarcoat it and try to make it seem like he's the one that caused all of this. What caused what he did, and I wouldn't have done this, and I'm a black man. I wouldn't have done what he did because he took money out of his own pocket by doing that. But he took a stance on something, and the league didn't like it. And they said, you're not going to do this to us. You're not going to make this thing more than what it is. And they said, that's it. You're done. That's what happened to Colin Kaepernick, and that's what everybody needs to take a look at.
And you're saying this morning the fact that he has not received a call back, an invite with the sorry state of affairs with some of these quarterbacks who are going to start this Sunday, you're saying it absolutely means that there is collusion going on. Yes?
Absolutely collusion. The guy that was, I'm sorry, I say your guy, I don't remember your name, that just said that the GMs, it's about winning, they were coming. If it was about winning, he would get a tryout somewhere just to see what he can do. Somebody would look at him. Somebody would offer him the league. And I know this issue of he's a veteran, you're about to get a veteran minimum. It's a money issue, could be it. It could be a money issue. However, I want to hear somebody say, we offered him X amount of dollars, he would not take it.
RG, that was Craig Hill who said that. Mark that down. This is Craig Manny. Hill. Hello, Manny.
Hey, Greg. Yes. You're trying to tell him, has any of those other quarterbacks that you mentioned, other than Colin Kaepernick, ever led a team to the Super Bowl like Kaepernick did?
5 years ago, no.
Okay, then. So then that right there alone, the fact that he's a proven winner, should give him a chance, at least. Just like you said about Tolly Lloyd, give him a chance.
Eli Manning should get a chance. He won 2 Super Bowls.
So, Manny, you think this is all they're willing to say that we're going to...
Listen. I'm not saying it's collusion, but I'm just telling you this. And maybe they don't want to deal with the circus, and I get all that. But there's no way you can tell me that those other quarterbacks are better than him when he's at least proven himself to be able to take a team to the Super Bowl.
All right.
So I'll just leave it at that.
All right, Manny. This is Brock. What's up, Brock?
I'm actually with you on this one, Hillman. In a league where coaches get 2, maybe 3 years, the wins are so hard to come by. If there was a team out there that he would do better on,
we're kind of losing you, but I think you're saying that it's all about winning, and if they thought he could help them win, he would be playing on Sunday, correct?
Yeah, yes, but there is one small thing that people love to ignore is the fact that he hasn't spoken for himself for years, and I think that plays a huge part into the decision that teams make because everything is coming secondhand, and I don't think teams think he wants to play, but if they did, he would get a tryout if he was, you know, if he had the motivation, he would get a tryout because teams will do anything to win. Coaches have such a small window to keep their job. A little bit of circus isn't going to affect the 2 years they might have because if it works out, they'll have, you know, 5 or 6 or whatever.
Yeah. Here's a text that says, why, if this is an issue, why is Devin McCourty still playing? I mean, he was not as outspoken,
that's
correct?
Completely different.
Not even close.
That's wide right.
Okay.
That's so wide right.
The Charlotte Observer, you were mentioning Fitzy earlier, that they have whoever their quarterback is this weekend, some awful player, if Cam Newton's out. They have a editorial today in their newspaper saying the case for Colin Kaepernick to be signed by the Carolina Panthers. So there's already starting there.
And Kaepernick is a read option quarterback who is a almost run first type of guy, just like Cam Newton. There's no offense in the NFL that would make more sense for him to integrate into. But the new owner, who's replacing the controversial former owner who had a little Me Too trouble, now, oh, the last thing they would ever do, even though it would make the games 10 times more exciting. It's because Kaepernick misplayed his hand, didn't show teams what he could do, and is holding out for the big payday and the I told you so spotlight, and he blew it.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Not too much. You know what? He might be a little better than some of the guys out there. Maybe not, but he's not worth a distraction. A lot of these teams don't want the circus sideshow that is going to come with him, and he kind of quivered on what he's doing with those pig socks there that he put on. Yeah. That kind of was different than what he was saying at first, and he kind of made his message all over the place. So I think if he was really good, if he was a dominant quarterback right now, he'd be playing. But because he's on the margin with the distraction, he's just not worth it. No team is going to take the shot.
Here's a texter who says it's about the locker room, that you don't want that distraction in the locker room.
Think about how many questions everybody on that roster will be asked every day about Colin Kaepernick.
It's no different than Antonio Brown.
It is. And Kaepernick is going to have to keep up this sort of progressive mentality and use this platform that he would be given to do political talking points. So it's not like he's just going to show up and play football. He's going to be discussing the topics of the day.
Greg, more important than winning to owners is money, the brand, controlling the players. By getting this guy out of the league, they dissuade the Devin McCourtys of the world from doing further stuff like this that's going to hurt their brand. Because they want total control. That's what this is all about.
Oh, now you got the owner mentality argument going here.
That's what this is.
We shouldn't be using that word, actually.
I was just going to say it's 7. Well, I was going to say it's 7. Oh, the word dissuade, that's a little big for 7:34, I think. I appreciate you.
Thesaurus.
All right. The news is next. And if you're driving right now, or you will be driving soon, we will let you know why that Green Day song that you are playing or about to play is going to get you killed.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for...
Good morning.
The news.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
With your host...
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Because I am good at 3 things. Fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
There's more good news today.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
the Northeast Men's Clinic. They specialize in the sexual health of men. You can learn more when you go to northeastmensclinic.com or call 617-793-5000 and find out. Get up there and find out where you fall. Is fall the right word to use? Where you land on the scale, the international scale of erectability. There's actually such a thing.
That's a word?
That's a thing, yeah.
That's why it's the aliens. You know what? Yeah. Bring the aliens. I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah, it was the press box at Fenway last night. That was top of the scale.
Oh, my God.
Hashtag yes.
There's a fan who paid $100,000 for R. Kelly's bond who went to court to try to get her money back.
I remember this woman.
Yes. Valencia Love is her name.
What's her name?
Valencia Love. She claims she's a good friend.
A good friend?
They met on a boat cruise in Michigan.
Oh, there was
real close friends.
What was there, like an R. Kelly cruise? When people go on those themed cruises. Like, remember the Grand cruise or but oftentimes they do like the Beach Boys cruise or the Jimmy Buffett cruise.
They did New Kids cruise guy.
There was like an R. Kelly cruise.
Yep.
And everybody, as long as you had your shots, as R. Kelly once sang about.
And your passports.
And your passport, you could go on it. So, I remember her. So she paid he was arrested, and she paid she put up $100,000 so he could get out.
Yeah.
And she wants it back now?
Yes.
And what is the court saying?
Nope.
They're saying no. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The judge, R. Kelly was in Chicago in court yesterday for his hearing on the state sex crimes. So she shows up. And the judge tells her that, listen, you signed a bond slip, which explicitly tells you could lose the money even if he meets the condition of bond, because the judge could rule that the bond could be used to pay for his attorney's fees, court costs, and other expenses. So she's not happy about this. She's also upset about the fact that she paid $50,000 in back child support, which was one of the conditions of his bond.
This is
so
like
looks like you're out $1.50 there, Valencia.
Well, it's like the chicks that were tweeting about and tweeting at Aaron Hernandez when he was in jail. Like, I mean,
100% the girls that sent him the letters in prison.
Right.
Like, this is great. So I'm going to write Aaron Hernandez in prison. And we're like, when he gets out, we're going to be like a thing.
It's a weird thing.
It is a weird thing.
It's like the Menendez brothers. Like, one of them got married to a woman that he met. I mean, it's a weird thing where women.
Tsarnaev kid gets letters. Free Jahar is a whole thing.
He's got to be kidding me.
Wait a minute. There are chicks that are communicating. They're sending. They're like pen pals with Almost Dead Terrorist number one.
On the old show, we had one of them on years ago who was penning him things on social media and love letters that
strange. I mean, I get it. You guys, you like the bad boys or whatever, but I mean, R. Kelly is, no. I don't think R. Kelly is somebody that I'd put $100,000 up to if I were a woman.
Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America? America, do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America? America, America, America.
I mean, if that wasn't a clear enough sign for people that something was going on, where he's singing about a passport and your shots, and then you can come back with him to the United States of America, then people were not paying attention.
Meanwhile, people there were like, yes, I have mine. Let's go, R. Kelly. I'm coming with you. Nick Carter got a restraining order against his brother, Aaron. Aaron Carter can only be described as looking like if Nick Carter's life had taken a bad turn.
Well, I mean, they're family. Why does he need the restraining order?
Because Aaron reportedly went a little nuts and threatened to kill Nick's wife and unborn baby.
He's insane.
He's
on something, right?
He looks like if you microwaved Nick Carter.
He's a shrinky dink of Nick Carter with neck tattoos. So Nick Carter posted this Instagram post and said, after careful consideration, my sister Angel and I regret that we were required to seek a restraining order against our brother Aaron.
Oh boy.
In light of his increasingly alarming behavior and his confession that he harbors thoughts and intentions of killing my pregnant wife and unborn child, yada, yada, yada.
Jeez.
And then,
somebody should get him some help.
Well, it looks like they've tried.
They've tried?
Or at least they claim they've tried. And then Aaron actually confirmed the news in a series of tweets himself, one of them being, so my brother just got a restraining order against me and I was just served, LOL. And then he wrote, take care, Nick Carter. We're done for life. I haven't seen him in 4 years and I don't intend to. So I guess the Carter brothers
are no more.
They are no more. Yeah. It is off. There are, farmers in Australia are having a hard time after there was a huge explosion at a bull semen storage factory there.
That must have been a mess.
Yeah. Hard blow to the industry.
Yes, yes.
Mm. It was a big fire.
Yeah.
About 100 cryogenic cylinders exploded, splattering their contents throughout the building in Victoria, Australia.
Ken, please. We don't need the...
Yes, we do, Ken.
Sorry, wrong button.
Each cylinder was worth between $500 and $1,000 US. They contained quite a lot of shots of bull semen. The fire commander...
Shots? What are you calling them, shots?
Well, that's what they call... That's, yeah. Mutt's listening. Injections.
Where am I going to get my Red Bull now, bro? What am I going to do? Where's my taurine going to come from, bro?
I guess because of the fire, the liquid inside the cylinders was rapidly expanding, and essentially the lids of the cryo containers were just popping off the top, and projectiles were being thrown from the building.
You better call Service Master. Get them over there to clean that up.
So now they're having to deal with the fallout from that.
Is there a job you would less rather see at the top of your LinkedIn profile than bull semen gathering person?
Yeah, no, yes, gather. I wouldn't want to be.
What is the title? Procurer?
Yeah.
Gather?
It's procurer.
Retriever?
Well, I mean, the bull, can't the bull provide it on its own, or does the bull need? I guess the bull needs help.
Do not know how the dairy industry works.
Does it need a bull chair?
Like the bull needs. I mean, there's like a bull fluffer. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Yep. I mean, they're obviously like
a bull with no balls.
Is there bulltube.com?
Obscure office reference for Curtis. Kevin, when he had to give the urine sample and he asked for a magazine, and the woman from Quest Diagnostics said, but it's just urine. He said, I'd like a magazine anyway.
Great scene.
Let's go over the list of songs that are the most dangerous ones to drive to.
Yeah, this is interesting. Well, and who has determine this?
South China University of Technology. They did a survey. They looked at a bunch of different factors on how, what kind of things about music impacts your driving decisions. Okay. And they came up.
So these are songs that you should not listen to while you are driving.
Correct.
Okay.
They said that songs with more than 120 beats per minute had the most negative impact. They caused faster speeds and more dangerous maneuvers. Now, do you want to go from 5 to 1? I have a list of the top 5.
Yeah.
You might be a little upset about number 5. Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run.
Really?
Yep.
So if you're listening to that while driving, you're more likely to get into an accident.
Correct.
Okay.
Number 4 was Don't Let Me Down by the Chainsmokers. Number 3 was Mr. Brightside by the Killers, which was a little surprising to me.
Does it have something to do with the beats?
It's the beats.
Okay.
People
are driving. They're
driving.
I would think Somebody Told Me would be the more dangerous Killers song.
Number 2 was Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
Number 1 is Mud at Night.
Miley Cyrus is just bad for your health, period.
Number 1, American Idiot by Green Day with a BPM of 189. That is the most dangerous song to drive to.
So basically, you should only listen. All right, go ahead, Ken. You can turn it on. The only thing you should listen to is like adult contemporary.
They say you should listen to things like Stairway to Heaven, Under the Bridge by Chili Peppers, Africa by Toto, which I don't know how anybody can stay calm driving to that.
Well, that puts you in a great mood.
Of course it does.
The original, though, right?
Yeah.
You're not the Weezer. You don't like the Weezer?
I enjoyed.
The Weezer cover is pretty good.
Look, if I can't get, if Toto's Africa is Cheez-Its, I'll sometimes eat the Shaw's or Stop and Shop, you know, discount store version of the Cheez-It, but that's fine.
I kind of like that Weezer cover. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, God, yes. That's what I'm talking about. Somebody bring me Steve Lukather.
There is more news to come,
And if you'd like to call this morning, 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.